Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The movies are back, baby. And if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with 5 Y's. Movies, Baby!
Welcome to Beach to Sandy, Water to Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to episode 100-something-something-32?
I think it's 130, isn't it?
I have no idea. 130 of Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, the podcast, oh wait, where siblings read shitty reviews.
I thought, I was going to ask if you remembered, where we are siblings who read shitty reviews from the internet.
Yeah.
Very good.
Thank you.
That's what this is, so if you're here, you're here.
you're here.
I'm deleting that. Ooh. From, I tried to do a new thing, it's too soon. Welcome. We are doing a theme that I'm very excited about today. It's Mall of America.
Yes, and I have been there, and I talked about my experience last week.
You talked about your experience being that there were several Gap stores.
And someone emailed us, or DM'd me. I forget what it was, and I forget who you are, and I am so sorry. But basically validating that, saying, yeah, that's if they have empty stores, they don't want it to be just be empty. So they have stores fill multiple slots.
Yep.
So it doesn't look as empty as it is.
I read that as well on Yelp. What an interesting approach. I do want to give Nicole a shout out for suggesting this theme, by the way. Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you, Nicole.
And I guess that's all I have for an intro, except that we are releasing a Between You and Us soon as well for the month of May. I know we're almost in June. That's okay. Mm-hmm. And we are also doing a Patreon bonus for the month of May, which is going to be great. I can just feel it.
Yes, I'm excited for both of those. And technically, Between You and Us comes out May 31st, so it still counts.
It's still, there's no May 31st, is there?
January, I'm counting my knuckles. January, February, March, April, my knuckle says yes.
Oh, okay, then never mind. I'm just kind of down the days to my birthday, and I think I got confused. Yes, you were right. There's a 31st, so ha, suck it, haters.
Got confused?
Okay. Yeah, I did.
That sounds unhealthy.
It is, actually. It's quite painful. Would you like to go first, or would you like me to go first?
I'll go ahead.
Okay.
I have a review. This is of The Mall of America by Macy. 1 star. Maybe this mall was vibrant years ago, but not in 2020. Lots of empty storefronts, lots of sneaker stores, and downscale stores. Only a handful of upscale stores, which probably will leave when their leases are up. Parking lot almost empty, very little people shopping. Save your time and money if you've always wanted to visit Mall of America. It's not worth the trip. And I included this because this was written 7 months ago.
Alexander, what is people shopping?
Did I say people? Sorry. Did I say it that way?
Yeah.
I meant it like very little people. They meant like very few people are shopping.
Oh, you probably said it normal and I just
hindsight, I'm like, yeah, I think I just said very little people shopping instead of very little people shopping.
I was like, people watching?
My brain, I feel like I'm catching up. My brain is just behind
people
right
shopping.
Now.
Okay, got it.
I kind of like just realized that we're recording an episode.
So this was 7 months ago. This person clearly has been inside the Mall of America since the pandemic began. They don't even know what's going on.
They're
outside.
Like, why are there no people here?
They live there and they're just so confused why nobody's there.
Stop saying confused.
I thought about it yesterday and I said to myself, when will I be able to say this word? And here we are.
But what it's not a word though.
It's a word.
No, it's not. Maybe it's two words. Like,
it's a word to
me. Oh, the corn fused together.
No, it's a word to me.
It's a single word to you?
Yes.
That doesn't count for anything in this life.
Oh, my God.
Remember how you were like, we were talking about last week's episode, and she's like, oh, my God, it sounded like you were on something. Are you going to say that about this week, too, when you're the one saying corn fused multiple times? And arguing why it should be a word. Okay.
It is not. I'm not arguing anything. I'm just telling you. Anyway, well, obviously this person is going to be really disappointed when they go to literally any mall.
Height of a pandemic and you're complaining no one's shopping? I mean, that's probably a good thing.
Anyway, not for Macy, who probably owns Macy's, and maybe that's why.
I think that's why I made that name up.
Yeah, I thought maybe that had something to do with it. All right, I have a 1-star review by Harris. Now, this is, okay, this is a really bizarre review. I know that shocks you to hear, but it's, like, all separated into lines. I'll just read it with
like
pauses.
Like a poem, okay.
OMG, this place is way too insane. They need a football stadium and a spaceport inside to top off an upgrade. Mall of America is an overkill from the get-go. IMHO. My humble opinion. Not in my humble, but honorable opinion. Way back when this mega mall launched, they were thinking, why not the world's largest mall? Well, okay, now what? Some shoppers have mallitis, or their shopping enzyme, or mall radar has malfunctioned somewhere on the way to this monster mall.
What? This is similar to you and your words. Like it's like, yeah, these words individually might mean something, but together... There's nothing. This isn't.
You've never heard of mallitis?
No, Christina. Believe it or not,
sorry,
I haven't.
You invented people shopping, and I don't think you can judge. I thought this. There's several more lines. Don't worry. But this review resonated with me because it reminded me of the way I write in my notes app on my phone. Like when I'm trying to like I'll have an app that's like gift idea or a note that's like gift ideas or like dreams or TikTok ideas. I don't. It's embarrassing, but. They're all
okay.
Kind of...
I have every single one of those.
Oh, good.
Though,
okay.
So
they're all written like in separate thoughts that aren't really coherent. So I'm going to keep reading and maybe you'll kind of catch the same vibe. Some shoppers have mallitis or their shopping enzyme or mall radar has malfunctioned somewhere on the way to this monster mall. I know we have to go to the blank store at the Mall of America. And then there's a frown face, but with a wiggle as a nose.
A wiggle? Like a tilde?
Yeah, tilde as a nose. Is what it sounds like.
Agreed, actually. That was good. like a character from Doug is what... Like that squiggle. I feel like squiggly lines are for Doug
That's
characters.
Exactly right. So on the way to this monster mall, next line. I know we have to go to the blank store at the Mall of America. Are we going to the mall yet? Are we there yet? And now this face is an 8. With a tilde and a straight line. I don't know what noise that is.
I don't know.
It's like... Mow.
Yeah,
mow.
Okay.
It's an 8.
You're good at these.
With a tilde and a line.
Oh, unfortunately, I heard you the first time.
Okay. Are we going to the mall yet? Are we there yet? Mow. Seems that there are enough stores there to fill any shopping deficiency. If you gotta go, that is a good thing. What do they say? Shop till you drop. Why not at this mall? Actually, it's a good thing as long as these stores can keep their doors open. Crazy place. Mop.
So does that mean it was the 8 one again?
Yeah, but with a slanty mouth.
Oh.
Alexander, like every line is like a completely different
thought.
That made
no sense.
That doesn't really relate to the other thought. So we have to go to the blank store. Are we there yet? Shop till you drop. I don't know. None of it makes any sense.
Like, who in their mind is saying all this stuff?
I don't know. It sounds like, it sounds like one of these androids that's like inventing sayings based on what humans speak about.
Yeah.
And then putting just smileys at the end of the sentences.
Or it sounds like they're running the gauntlet of mall goers. And
I thought you were going to say mall go like lingo. I was like, that's pretty good, Sandy.
No. No, I'm not that good. Mall goers,
right,
as in they're running.
It sounds
like they're having a dream.
Yes.
Where they're running through this gauntlet and mall goers on either side saying, shop till you drop. And then like all these and having those weird squiggly faces.
Are we there yet? Mop.
Yeah. And it's a dream. This is not reality.
Monster Mall. You're running the gauntlet of the Monster Mall.
Yeah, see? Monster Mall.
This is why this struck a chord with me, because I was like, this sounds like they were trying to come up with a Yelp review, wrote like 18 different beginnings to their Yelp review in their notes app, and then just accidentally copy-pasted the entire thing.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, yeah.
So that's that. That's what I have for you from Harris. You're welcome.
That was a good start from you.
Thank you so much.
My next one is from Gus. This is a one-star review from 2 weeks ago. Too crowded, and the masked police were out in force. It should be called the Mall of China. End of review.
Oh my god, what?
I don't know.
I don't even get anymore why 2 weeks ago you would still be complaining
exactly.
about this.
Exactly. It's just that that's why I included that. I felt that made this... there's nothing that could make this person seem not ridiculous, but... the fact that it was 2 weeks ago somehow makes it even worse.
It's almost like, yeah, you kind of missed the boat where everyone was complaining about this, sir.
Yeah. Hey, everybody was being really racist a year ago. Did you miss that? Or are
you
just
napping?
Still doing that?
Were you napping back then? Because you can't just join the bandwagon now. It's too late. You can't just join the gauntlet now.
Jesus.
This is an email from Rachel. She, her, thank you.
Hi, Rachel.
Who survived working retail at Mall of America.
Ooh.
And so she went and found some reviews of stores she used to work in. The first one
I love that. Okay.
Me too. The first one is the Vans store.
Nice. I did see a tweet and I kind of agree. I'm not one for gatekeeping normally, but I just saw a tweet yesterday and it said, you can't wear Vans unless you've been hit by one.
And
it had the clap emoji between each word.
Thank God.
That's so stupid.
I have that right. That's all I'm going to say.
Satirical gatekeeping. I think that's in my top five it's tweet category.
Type of humor. Yeah, I love it too, especially with the clapping.
Mm-hmm,
it always adds
so much
to
better.
It very, very much. I actually thoroughly appreciate that.
And I hope all of you love it when podcasters relay tweets about
so funny.
Satirical gatekeeping tweets to you.
It's like one thing funnier, when we relay when we relay written emojis with noises. It's another when we describe actual picture emojis
after reading the tweet. So you've
fantastic.
Already lost that.
Yeah, I think it's
effect.
Actually
yeah.
working really well. Audio entertainment. So Rachel has a review here from let's see,
Vance.
This is a review of the Vance store. 1 star. Not helpful. And when you ask to look in the back, even if it says in stock online, they won't help. Also, very bad weakling energy. End of review.
Was that while Rachel was working there?
It was.
Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised.
I think she's just a little bit salty about it, and that's why she sent this in.
Well,
trying to defend herself.
You brought up Rachel, and immediately I felt the weakling energy.
You did, didn't you?
Yeah,
and I tried my darndest to kind of add some oomph, some strength.
It didn't work.
Didn't work. Her weakling energy just seeps on through.
It was surprisingly powerful considering it's called weakling energy.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. You know, the only person who probably would never be described as having weakling energy is someone who survived the literal gauntlet of working retail at the Mall of America. So I should probably keep my mouth shut.
Yeah, I think that's something we should do
too
more
late.
Often.
Too late. Okay, your turn. I have more from Rachel, but
okay,
I'll read
I was
them.
Nervous.
I had too much weakling energy at once.
Yeah, you're right.
We need a break.
This next review is by Django. of the Mall of America. 1 star. I just wanted to mail 2 letters, but couldn't find a mailbox anywhere in this place. It's 3 floors. The loop is 1 mile long, and you couldn't fit a single mailbox? What a waste of space. Will not be going back for my postal needs. End of review.
Stop it.
You shouldn't have gone there for your postal needs to begin with.
Reason to go to the Mall of America. I have to mail my phone bill.
I assume they walked the whole thing. Did they walk an entire mile through the Mall of America? Why don't you just go to the post office? I don't understand. I really don't understand.
You don't even need to go inside to mail a letter.
No, exactly.
Ever. You don't. You simply do not. Go to stamps.com. Promo code BH2C. I'm just kidding.
We don't have that.
We don't have that. But for realsies.
Agreed.
Mall of America to mail something. Can you imagine going into every freaking PacSun and being like, hi, do you guys have a mailbox? What a strange. I mean, yeah. I guess they do have a roller coaster.
They do. That's a good point. That's similar to that other review you read about, like, what's next? You know, you need a space station or something. I guess what's next should be a mailbox.
I was thinking that might be going too far.
But I like in this one how they said, you can't even fit a mailbox. I don't think it's an issue of space. I don't think they were sitting there.
Considering they have 4 gaps.
Really want to do this, but we can't because there's no space. Like, no, they just didn't want to put a mailbox. Also, I wonder what Wait a second. I don't know much about mail delivery. However, with those mailboxes, you need an actual courier.
Can you imagine if it were in the middle of the Mall of America next to, like,
exactly.
And they were like, it's next to the Sunglass Hut. And you're like, which Sunglass Hut?
Oh, that too.
And then the postal worker has to go in and find it.
Exactly. And yes, it's a mile loop. And you expect a
big bag through the whole
loop. Santa Claus. Exactly.
What a nightmare would that be?
I don't know. It makes no sense to have one in a mall. Because why would the postal worker go there, park outside of the mall, walk in, find the mailbox, and take everything out and leave just for that? Why?
That would be the ultimate punishment.
Maybe outside of the mall, maybe, but I don't know. I've never been to a mall that had a post office, box. Why
but have you? Because, like, I feel like I would never have even noticed. You know, like, it's like
because
the second
really
you need a mailbox.
It's a really stupid thing.
Okay, fair.
Yeah, I know what you mean, though. You see them everywhere when you don't need them.
And
the moment
like,
you need them,
where do
like,
I
where
find
even
a mailbox?
Is one? Yeah.
But true. You're right. Literally the post office. There shouldn't be a concern or confusion, a confusion about that.
Stop.
Sorry. This is a review of Forever 21. It's a 1-star review by Lucas. And this is another place that Rachel said she worked. So she sent this one in. This is 1 star.
I know it's not.
What?
I know it's not going to be this.
What?
But I'm really hoping that this person also mentions weakling energy so we can be confirmed that Rachel is the problem.
My God.
Because, you know, the employees 99% of the time are not the problem when we read these reviews.
That's right.
But I really just once want Rachel to be the weakling that's the problem.
And she didn't even realize and she needed us to point it out. Yeah. We're like, girlfriend, you're the problem here. Sandy, that's like, wow, she's a common denominator. She bounces around and spreads her weakling energy everywhere.
Gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Well, this is a review of Forever 21. 1 star by Lucas. Starting a GoFundMe so y'all can invest in a bench. End of review.
What was that, Forever 21?
Yeah.
What? Is that...
How weird must it be to work at a place where people... from all over the world, presumably, this is like a tourist destination, are coming and going, do you have a bench? Do you have a post office box? Like, it must just be the strangest. Like, where's the roller coaster? You must just be asked, like, the weirdest amount of questions for working in a teen clothing store.
I guess maybe people see it kind of like a small town in itself. Like, because I know people live there. There's a hotel that people can live in,
not like Naughty's Toyland.
Naughty's Toyland.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except
sort of
it's
the same.
Rachel's weakling.
I was gonna say that there's so much weakling energy, Naughty would skip right through that town.
I was gonna say Naughty kind of gives off similar energy.
So you don't
though.
Say that about Naughty.
Naughty is not a beacon of strength. I'm sorry to say it.
How dare you?
You heard it here first. Someone had to.
Anyway, that's my review of Lucas. I mean, that's Lucas' review of Forever 21. Sorry. Starting a GoFundMe to get Forever 21 a bench. Very generous.
Just go.
Very thoughtful.
Okay. I'm staying on this again. What?
Maybe it's one of those benches where they put like in memoriam. This bench is dedicated to Rachel and all her weakling energy. She needs to sit on this bench all the time because she is so much.
It's dedicated to Rachel's strength that was lost years
ago. Oh yeah, that's right. In memoriam, some of us remember.
But why don't you just leave the store? Because there are probably so many benches right outside in the mall because it is a mall.
How are you going to know what crop top your girlfriend's trying on?
True.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a good point. That's why you put a camera in the dressing room.
Oh, I'm starting a GoFundMe to put cameras in all the dressing rooms at Forever 21.
Okay, my next one is by Mike. One star. I only went into the parking lot and was met with cold weather and everybody had to wear a mask. This is not shopping in America. End of review. Who are these fuckers? I don't get it. And what does cold weather have anything to do with it?
Maybe they've only ever watched Clueless and they're like, this is the experience I want.
Very, yeah, true. That is, you know, especially weather-wise.
They're in Minnesota. What do you mean it's cold weather?
This was written, 8 months ago. That is October?
That's like in the fall, right? I mean,
yeah, I think it's...
I'm not great at math.
I actually don't know. It's September, October.
Yeah.
So cold weather.
And masks?
And masks. I'm pretty sure that's been America for the past year, or at least certain parts of cold weather.
Some people really aren't catching up to the times.
I don't know what it is about.
Does this mean that in like a year people are going to be realizing? Like, are they just so behind they're going to like catch up finally, or are they just lost?
I think it's going to be a thing where the next year there will be an influx of positive reviews because people will not have to wear masks anymore. And I think these people who write these negative reviews are totally the same people that would write positive reviews. I'm being very optimistic here. And so maybe they'll change their reviews and say, I'm glad you took away your mask policy because I didn't like wearing it.
Yes, maybe all of the Karens will change into positive people who try to support small businesses and retail workers. Probably that'll happen.
Probably. Unfortunately, that would put us out of a job, so...
That's right. I hope they don't ever change.
Be terrible forever, Karens.
Hair thinning impacts a lot of us. In fact, over half of us will experience hair thinning at some point in our lives. It's not only common, it's normal. Join the over 1 million people who are doing something about it with Nutrafol. I know you've probably heard this from me a million times, but I've been using Nutrafol for years. I have gotten compliments from people who've known me my whole life asking how I got my hair to look so much thicker. I've always struggled with thinning hair, hair loss, just thin hair in general. And so, you know, it's been a lifesaver to have Nutrafol, and my hair feels healthier than ever. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And it's Mother's Day, so what a great gift idea. Wink, wink. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code BEACH2SANDY. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code BEACH2SANDY. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code BEACH2SANDY.
This is a one-star review of Forever 21, another one, and this is by Wanda. Never visited Forever 21. Walked by. Looked like nice clothes for much younger people. End of review.
That's kind of sweet, except for the rating.
Yeah. Never visited. Maybe,
I try to make sense of this. I dare you.
Well, it's sort of like if there were a bench, a memorial bench.
I'm listening. You have my attention.
Maybe poor elderly Wanda, who's too old for Forever 21, could have taken her little bag of bones and sat down
and watched the young people shop.
Watch the world go by.
Jesus, okay.
In the Forever 21, but instead, she had to pass on through to the Talbots.
Talbots, is that for old people?
I mean, it's for older than Forever 21
people.
Is there
Talbots kids?
I don't know, Alexander, okay. Probably.
Because when I think of Talbots, I think of kids. So that was...
Oh.
So maybe they're just being... But I could be wrong.
I'll change it to Chico's.
Maybe Banana Republic. That? Chico's? Who the fuck shot? What even is Chico's? I mean, that has no... Like, I know that Chico's is a thing, but there's no association
is, Andy,
in my mind.
I'm so youthful.
Like, Banana Republic. No. What's Ann the Taylor. One? Ann Taylor. That's what I was thinking of.
I knew what you were thinking.
There it is. Go get your bag, bony bag.
Get your bag of bones to that Ann Taylor. Wanda.
An accent now. Okay. let's move on from that. Next, I have a review of The Mall of America by Dinah. 1 star. Not bad. I went by the Mall of America to board a bus to Eagan, where I'm living at. God is good all the time. End of review.
Now, if more people were like Dinah and said, I just passed by and I will give it a thumbs up. Unlike Wanda, who just said, looks pretty nice. Boo.
When did Wanda say boo?
Wanda said 1 star.
Yeah, so did Dinah.
Oh,
it
sounded
see,
so positive.
I know. Yeah. I figured.
Oh, I was tricked.
We both tricked each other
a little bit.
Damn
it. I was tricked. You're
right. Last review, when I said, except for the rating, I looked at you like, right? Like, wasn't that 1 star? It was more of a, I was guessing and hoping I was right. Turns out I was right. You guessed and you were wrong.
Wanda and Dinah are one and the same.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So Dinah is thinking God is good, but.
Yeah. Well, it's. I bet they're both from Eagan. I hear that's like bag of bone country.
It's full of benches.
Sorry, we just got an email and it says Randyland.
Like, they heard us talk about Naughty again. They were like, let's go.
Hello, Lauren. I don't know what's going
Sorry,
on with
Lauren,
that. We might never acknowledge what you just sent
we
again.
We might literally never even get a chance to read it. But
I saw that and it caught my attention, at least in this moment.
It's probably a roulette when people email us wondering if we'll even look at our phones at that very second.
Yep. Sometimes we're both looking at our phones next to each other when you send an email and we comment at the same time.
Alexander and I were eating Chipotle earlier and he snorted and I said, someone just said, and he said, yeah, I just read it. An email came in and we were both sitting there watching The Office and an email came in and said, congrats to Christine on the fetus. So sometimes we catch these things. Most 99% of the time we don't.
Yeah, that's from Catherine, by the way. So thank you, Catherine, for the entertainment in that moment.
This is a 3-star review by FoodieGirl19. This one probably isn't even funny, but I just...
Neither was my first one, but I just felt it was necessary to read.
I just...
It's our show. We do what the fuck we want.
I know.
Want.
All right.
So shush, everybody, but her.
I'm not a big fan of malls, but this one was filled with people with bad manners, coughing, sneezing, and farting. Sorry.
It's okay, that's not it. You're like gearing up to read more,
no,
right?
No, that's pretty much it, but I'll finish it. I'm not a big fan of malls, but this one was filled with people with bad manners, coughing, sneezing, and farting, not to mention throwing garbage on the ground. End of review.
I don't think this person's at the mall.
Where else would they be, though?
Outside? I don't just on the street where people are just throwing garbage
around? Farting around?
I feel that's so... I don't know, like litterers, I think at least like litterers feel like outdoors is a place to litter, but I feel like, do people just throw their garbage in the,
like the
Mall of America?
I think probably they're
America
just like...
America in the name, hello, you can't do that.
You
soil
can't do
its
that.
Name.
Sort of like setting the flag on fire.
You can't do that. You probably
you can
should.
Do that?
Yeah.
I thought you cannot do that.
I mean, I don't think it's against any laws.
I think it's literally against the law. Like, I'm not making
I mean,
that
it's
up.
Probably against flag code, but
can
so is wearing the flag.
Burn the American flag.
Got her on a list, everybody. I did it.
It's
freedom of speech.
Fine. The court has recognized First Amendment protects certain forms of symbolic speech. Flag burning is such a form of symbolic speech.
Yep.
When a flag is privately owned, the owner should be able to burn it if the owner chooses. especially if this action is met in the form of protest. What if you're like, no, I'm just cold.
I need kindling.
I'm
yes.
just cold. I don't know what that would be.
Go for it. I mean, okay. I should have a, yeah, next time I have a bonfire and everyone's invited, I'll just say, bring an American flag. We'll burn it.
Actually, it's called the Flag Desecration Amendment.
It makes sense. I would not want to live in a country that's like, you can't burn our flag. Like,
well, I know, but like, would we have been like completely surprised? I mean, this has clearly gone through the Supreme Court. No, I also don't want to
live in a country that does a lot of terrible things that the U.S. does. So, but I'm here. Anyway, glad we got that figured out.
I mean, at least at the mall, the worst thing that's happening is people are just farting around.
True,
sneezing.
Although I don't think that's true. I did read a report about an employee who worked at Vans who was caught burning an American flag.
Are you talking about poor Rachel again? Yeah.
Her name is Rachel. And I just wanted to really bring attention to her.
If she's the one who brought this protest to the Supreme Court, I don't think we should keep calling her a weakling, because that's pretty baller.
It actually was an accident.
Oh, I was going to say, unless it was not a form of protest.
She thought she was burning a French flag. It just had the same colors. Mm. And was just trying to protest actually against the French
government. How sad is government.
That? So then, yeah, it just turned into this whole thing. And that's why people are like weakling energy, because it's
weakling.
I don't even know what's going on.
What we're talking about anymore.
Let me read a review. Let's one star Rachel review alone. Of by Molly of Mall of America. Ugh, the cathedral of consumerism. End of review.
Woe is me.
You're not wrong, Molly.
Shop on Etsy.com. Oh my god.
Oh no.
It's just like, yeah, duh. Yeah. It's the Mall of America.
Duh.
You know, it's like going on Amazon and being like, I have a hot take about Amazon. It's like, that's like, yeah, we've all been here.
Yeah.
Did you hear Junie's hot take?
Hi, baby boy.
Could you hear that?
Yeah, I heard that. Oh, Junie said, fuck Jeff Bezos. Wow. Junie,
such strong energy you have. Okay, this is a one-star review of The Mall of America by Mitch. Come to the mall, but please come defenseless.
I go everywhere basically defenseless, so well, perfect.
That's your number one problem. You weakling.
Yes, true. No. That means I'm strong because I don't have a weapon, but I don't need one. Rachel's called a weakling.
She's carrying weapons.
Because she's carrying so many weapons.
She has like 16 pistols on her at all times. Poor Rachel. Rachel like literally helped me so much by sending in these reviews.
Well, what's nice though about Rachel is because she's so weak, she won't complain.
She's just going to take it.
Won't even write a one-star review of us. She just, takes it. So sad.
Come to the mall, but please come defenseless. I like MOA. They forbid handguns in the mall. This makes me a potential victim in their space. If you're unarmed and helpless, you have no options. I don't shop anywhere this policy is enforced. I can't depend on police protection, so I must depend on myself. Unfortunately, that's not allowed here. End of review.
I hate that they included the point about not counting on police protection, because I'm like,
It's kind of ironic, I guess.
Agree. Yeah. But I don't think the solution is more
guns. Also, I don't think like police protection is going on in the Mall of America. I think like mall security.
Oh, it sure is.
Oh, you're
the
right.
The mask police.
The MP.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's in the Mall of China.
They're called the MP, the Royal MP.
I actually played an MP, like military police, in Bridge of Spies in that Tom Hanks movie. Directed by Steven Spielberg.
That's right.
I was an extra, but...
In Berlin.
Yep. I had an MP uniform and everything.
I meant, like, the mounted police.
The Mounties?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, there's military police. But also, there's mask police, the toughest of all three.
Oh, yeah.
So, Mitch likes the MOA. But he can't bring a gun to the Nickelodeon Play Center. So, unfortunately, he'll never be back.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if just...
That's
so
bad. I don't get it. Like that, I feel like people from other countries who listen to this kind of stuff and hear about America in this way. I mean, it must seem so ridiculous.
It sounds like a cliche, but like it's actually true.
People legitimately only go places where they're allowed to bring a gun. Can you imagine living your life that way? Where, oh, I'm not going there. Like you get invited to your kid gets invited to a birthday party. Chuck E. Cheese. And you're like, sorry, I can't take you, son. I can't bring my gun into the Chuck E. Cheese. I'll be a victim in the Chuck E. Cheese if I don't have a gun.
I mean, you will be no matter what. But you know what's even worse?
That rat will come at you. What?
Is if you do go into a Chuck E. Cheese and they're like, yes, we welcome you and your gun. That's even worse. Like, you'd think it would be like, oh, so they can't go anywhere. But no. It's like they can go a lot of places with their gun. with their children and their gun. That's the part that's a little concerning.
Very true.
It becomes... It becomes an outlier when an establishment will not let them bring the gun inside.
America.
Oh my God. Hashtag America.
Here's a one-star review of the Mall of America. This is by Ferdinand. You never react to any of the... I use Dinah. Ferdinand.
I feel like
I'm using really weird ones today. Django.
You said Django and I was like, listen... I'm not here to judge.
Okay. One star by Ferdinand. If you want to understand why humanity as a society is doomed, just visit this place. It is rampant consumerism on an epic scale. British retailers might talk whimsically of retail as a destination, but they don't have a log flume and two roller coasters in their shopping centers. End of review.
Yes, suckers. Oh, wait. Oh.
They say that as a bad thing.
Yeah, that's a bad thing.
Which I wouldn't say Ferdinand is wrong by what Mall of America kind of represents. But I still think it's dope as fuck that they have a log flume and two roller coasters.
Excuse me, a log flume.
Don't throw that in there with your
bullshit.
Like, if
you're going to be the Mall of America, you're going to have to just go balls to the wall with it. You can't be like... You're going to be like, I need 18 pack suns and a roller coaster or
mm-hmm,
two.
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm.
You can't be like, actually, we're going to play this really subtle.
Yeah. We're just going to have an area where children can meet the Easter Bunny and maybe a small fountain. And that's it. No, you're the fucking Mall of America. You do it big.
You do big.
Yeah. Of course, it represents the insane consumerism.
I'm starting to get confused why there are no handguns allowed. I feel like that should be
the more
I listen to this, the more I'm like, actually, that I'm kind of with this other guy now. I'm like, you're right, Mitch. Where the hell are the guns?
Let's start a GoFundMe page to bring guns to the Mall of America.
One bench and a bunch of guns. Mm-hmm. It'll be great. Let me see. What was I going to say?
Rachel, if you still work at a store there, you should probably get out now before... We got our trigger fingers all over it.
Ew. Poor Rachel. Speaking of Rachel, I have a redemption.
Have we spoken about Rachel yet? Okay, Rachel. I'd love to hear it.
Sent in by Rachel. This is a 5-star review of Forever 21 by David. I left 21 behind 38 years ago. So not much for me here. Honestly, the store was just a walkthrough from the parking ramp. Note to the young employee with the amazing number of piercings. Sorry I knocked the coat off the rack. End of review.
Aw, was that about Rachel?
Rachel!
Like, actually, I meant...
Maybe.
Like...
Do you have an amazing number of piercings, Rachel? What if she's like, I have my ears pierced. Does that count?
You know what? That's still amazing if you ask me.
Maybe if you're a 49-year-old David.
Yeah, I as someone who doesn't have piercings...
It's pretty amazing.
I'm amazed whenever I see a piercing. Christina, what's in your ear?
I try to hide it from you because...
Oh, my God.
I know you're going to get overwhelmed.
Christina, that is amazing.
Thank you so much. Now I need you to apologize for all the shit you knocked over. Sorry I knocked the coat off the rack. Do you think he picked it up or just left and then was like, felt guilty about it later?
Either way, I'm glad they wrote this review. You know, like, either way...
The employee's
way,
probably like, I'm not. I wish he would have picked that,
yeah, that would
coat
be,
off.
That floor. Would be ideal, but at least they... recognized their failures as a customer.
Their flaws.
Yes.
That's true.
Humanity just in general is flawed though, so whatever. I have one here. This is a one-star review. This is by Paul. I did not have a good time. End of review.
Oh my gosh.
Straight to the point.
It's a legitimate review, I guess.
Yeah.
I just kind of...
And I also don't feel bad because it's not like a small business. It's a massive fucking mall that's probably... I wonder who owns the Mall of America.
It's also like many businesses.
Yes. So yeah, this is probably owned by some massive conglomerate with hundreds of malls. Okay, maybe not hundreds, but tens of malls like around the world. You know what I mean? Like it's probably owned by this massive company. So...
Paul went to American Girl Doll and wasn't great.
But at least they reviewed the whole mall instead of targeting a specific business and its employees, if that makes sense. Because this doesn't tell me anything about the mall. It doesn't give me, it doesn't make me less likely to go.
No.
Just because I'm like, okay, Paul didn't have a good time. Why? I don't know. It could be a million different reasons. And also, it could be so many things that would actually mean the opposite for me.
Okay, but question.
Yes.
What if you saw Paul write 5 stars? I had an incredible time. Would that be more likely to make you go or like have zero impact on you?
That would actually have a positive impact. Because... I feel like when people write negative reviews, one-star reviews, oftentimes it's something that I would like about the place. Because there's so many wild people who complain about the most ridiculous things that I'm more likely to take a 5-star review seriously than I am a 1-star.
Okay, fair point.
Just in general.
Fair point.
I know.
I'll give it to you. Well, I'm out of reviews. So.
I have one last reviewer. Let's say that.
Oh, okay.
Let's say that. This is a reviewer whose name on Google reviews is Mall of America and Nickelodeon Universe Favorite. I don't understand what that means.
Are they trying to say they're the favorite? I mean, you just said you don't understand, so I don't know why I'm asking you.
I don't know if it's their favorite, but I actually don't think Mall of America is their favorite because they gave it a 1-star review and said the following.
No, I'm saying maybe they're the favorite.
Yeah, the favorite of those places,
yeah,
yes.
They're the favorite child.
Which makes it hurt that much more that they would leave a 1-star review.
They're like the prodigal child.
Yeah, absolutely. And they've returned and said this.
To the log flume.
And they said, because it 300,000 people, end of review. That's it.
Is that of
Mall of America?
Wait, what?
I don't know. But then they also reviewed Nickelodeon Universe.
Okay.
5 stars, which is in Mall of America,
I believe. Okay. Yes.
And they said, Nickelodeon Universe is fun place to be happy. End of review. So.
But you're not happy. Or are you happy?
They were happy about Nickelodeon Universe, just not the mall that it's within, which is interesting. So they had a good experience inside, but then the circle, the bubble inside the bubble.
Okay.
And then I'm just going to read a couple other reviews because I'm not sure they understand what Google Reviews is all about.
You don't say.
Here's the 5-star review. Sky Zone Trampoline Park. This is in Maple Grove, Minnesota.
So this is not in...
Not in the Mall of America. I'm just trying to figure out what Mall of America and Nickelodeon Universe Favorite is all about.
Got it.
How are people doing today? Because... End of review.
Oh, no!
It's as if they're trying to talk to people.
Oh, no, that's sad.
Here's a 5-star review of K&G Fashion Superstore in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota.
Oh, my God.
Good morning, Minnesota. I hope you can make good football. U.S. Bank Stadium, 73,000 people are going through hard time during COVID-19. End of review.
Oh, my gosh.
It sounds like that t-shirt site where they just have different keywords and they pull all these keywords
from the
internet.
Do you know what I have to say about this person who I'm assuming it might be a child? This person's parents are so lucky that this child lives today and not 15 years ago, because remember way back when, if I had logged into the internet on my Motorola, you know when you accidentally hit the globe and it started loading and you had to cancel. I just feel like this is the kind of kid who would end up on the internet just like writing random shit and costing his parents like hundreds and hundreds of dollars just to write like, hello, how are you? 73,000 people. And the parents are like, Deborah, I knew we shouldn't have gotten him a Motorola flip phone.
Especially when they see exactly what they're using it for. It makes it just that much worse.
Hello, how are you? Because.
And then, but that terror is real.
Of the globe.
Hitting the, actually, accidentally hitting the internet button on your
scary.
Your old phone.
Scary.
Two more reviews. They're in the same vein. This first one is of Andover Downtown Center in Andover, Minnesota. Andover Downtown Center Mall. End of review.
Oh, no.
And then here is of a place in Fridley, Minnesota called Global Health Ministries. 5 stars. Global Health Ministries. End of review.
Bud.
And they have pictures, too, and I can't tell.
What?
But, like, the pictures look like they're of just... I don't know if the... I don't think it's stock photos, but I don't know where they got these photos.
Where are they?
Like, just random photos of different people.
What is that?
I don't know, Christina. I don't know what's happening. That's
that looks like a glamour shot. Yeah, it's like
glamour
shots.
A bunch of different glamour
of
shots.
Of different people.
Of all different people.
Oh, dear
that's
God.
That's what it is. They're like glamour shots.
Uxner, what is this?
I don't know. Anyway, it's a mystery. So... I left you all with a mystery, and I'm done for now.
I guess I just want to know why they call themselves Nickelodeon Mall of America favorite when they really so much don't like Mall of America, actually.
I know. I don't really know. Maybe they're...
I feel like they were nice to everyone but the Mall of America.
Maybe they're specifying the... That's true, actually. I think all of their other things were 5 stars. But... Maybe they're specifying which Nickelodeon universe they like the most, which is why in the title it says Mall.
They're like, but don't be confused.
I don't know.
It doesn't really make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
Well, I guess let's go on to our challenge. This is from Morgan. Thank you, Morgan. And it's to find reviews formatted like a letter.
I'll say thank you once we're done here.
Excuse me?
I'm not thanking Morgan quite yet.
You're the one who picked it. Okay?
I know, but I'll see how this turns out.
Okay. Well, it almost turned out like a disaster because I started typing in like dear and sincerely, and that was so stupid because there are so many places on Yelp called like Sincerely Sam's and like Dear Abby or whatever the hell. And so that was a big flop, and I of course freaked out. And then Blaze was like, why don't you type in Dear Manager? And I was like,
ooh.
Duh. And all of a sudden I got the freaking mother load. So then I typed
you in your relationship privilege throwing that around.
I know. I'm so sorry. I know that that's hard to hear. So he said, type in Dear Manager. So I did that, and then I typed in to whom it may concern, and we were off to the
there
races.
It is.
Oh man, I got it. So then all of a sudden there were pages upon pages of chaos. So this first one I have for you is of Duchess Family Restaurant. It's a 1-star review by Brian. Dear manager of this location, please read this to your staff from today's shift. I first sat in the drive-thru for a solid 2 to 3 minutes saying, hello, hello, to a blank screen. Then I parked and went in only to have to tell the kid at the register 3 times I wanted a Philly cheesesteak on whole wheat when he kept repeating chili cheesesteak back to me. Sorry.
I feel like this employee was messing with
completely,
you.
Completely, right?
I hope so, at least.
Because it's like, oh, chili cheesesteak? No, Philly cheesesteak. Okay, so a chili cheesesteak. Like, it sounds like something you would, like, screw with somebody.
Yeah.
Especially when they come in screaming from the parking lot.
Yeah, the energy coming in was probably not good.
Oh my god. He kept repeating chili cheesesteak back to me. I left your store only to get it on wedge bread. After I came back inside, the lady cook gave me a dirty look as I complained and proceeded to take 30 seconds to scrape the meat and cheese from the bread to a cold wrap, and I promptly received it. As I ate it in anger, I had a minty aftertaste of what is probably Windex.
What? Okay, I'm trying to think of the process. In what process could Windex possibly end up
you
in your sandwich?
You were watching her do it.
Yeah.
She took the wedge bread, smeared it on the window, onto the tortilla. As I ate it in anger, I had a minty aftertaste of what's probably Windex. Wonderful operation. Sincerely, Brian.
Sincerely, Brian.
Do you think the manager read that to their staff?
Yeah, first thing, and hopefully laughed at it.
I love when they print them out. Like, I remember somebody saying at Costco they would print out the, a lot of times kind comments they would get and then tape them to like the break room wall.
Yeah.
This one's great though.
If I ever have my own place, like this right now, we're in your studio. If I ever have my own, well, okay, I hope eventually I have my own place. But that next place, I want to create a wallpaper for maybe our negative one-star reviews and just post them all over my studio. So that would be my studio.
Make yourself feel shitty every time you go inside?
I do it for the haters, you know? It's like when athletes get that negative energy from the crowd and they use it to succeed.
Fuel themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
So basically what you're saying is you would take people's one-star reviews and then pay to have them converted into decorations.
That'll show them.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, I'll get them good.
I think
But I did still want to comment on this review because I think my favorite part was dirty looks from the lady cook. Like, that sounds like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like a sexy song.
It sounds good to me.
Dirty looks from
like
the sexy
that doesn't
cook.
That by itself does not sound like a negative thing.
As she sprays Windex in your sandwich.
The only reasons dirty looks from a lady cook are bad is when you know you're doing something wrong, because then that means, oh, okay, like
I've created this.
This is a bad thing.
I've
instead
caused
of like, ooh, I'm getting a dirty
ooh, she's
look.
She's into me.
Yeah, exactly.
She's not into me. She's spraying Windex in my food. Also, I just love when people eat things in anger. It really is just such a good visual for me that you're eating it in anger after it's been, by the way, transported onto like three different avenues, three different vehicles, you might say. Three different carb-loaded vehicles.
Uh-huh. Vessels.
Vessels.
So to speak.
So to speak. Okay. Now I have a review of Hooters. This is a 3-star review by Mike. Dear manager, how does this COVID-19 have any effect on you having specials? I was told that we couldn't order the all-you-could-eat wings because of the pandemic. You would think that since it's a product you already have, it's not like you have to order more and hope you sell it. Thank you, 25-year-old customer in California, Washington State, and Florida. End of review.
Okay. I think I'm the middle, I kind of zoned out. So, because the... What is the complaint? Specials?
Well, I'll read a response to the manager.
Okay, please. That might help.
Hi, Mike. We have discontinued all-you-can-eat wings on Mondays and now only offer it as an upgrade on Wednesdays. We hope this helps. Thanks for your Hooters loyalty.
Okay.
So Mike is just assuming, I guess, that COVID-19
had to do with it. Yeah.
Canceled his all-you-can-eat wing specials, which... I was initially picturing it as a buffet style, like you go back, like a.
Yeah.
And I was like, I get why COVID would wreak havoc on
but
that.
But it's just literally they bring you wings when you're finished, and
they just change the day.
Yes. Yeah, so what is it, Mike?
Mike from California, 25-year-old customer.
25-year-old customer, right?
In Calf, Washington State, in Florida. So.
Are you sure it isn't Calf?
I'm not actually.
So they might have.
I'm not actually sure because a lot of things here aren't exactly sure. Like COVID, calf. Also, not to be that guy, but his photo certainly didn't look like a 25-year-old. But that's just me, okay? I'm just saying.
Imagine signing your.
Yeah, why would you sign it with
Yelp
your age?
Review with not only your age, but also how many states you go to Hooters in.
Yeah,
I travel the country and I eat at Hooters everywhere I go.
Every Monday.
That's something you're proud of? I mean,
it's just like a weird flex that Hooters probably doesn't care about.
Exactly. Like, they're like, well, what? I
really don't think this person was 25, but, you know, listen, maybe they were. It's not my place to say.
I feel like if you put your age in there, you're trying to tell people you're younger than you are.
There's a reason you're insisting upon your age. Yeah, I was surprised by that. Okay, now I have a one-star review of Dunkin' Donuts. This is a one-star review by Evan. To whom it may concern. I mean, and also picture this on Yelp.com. Like, that's why it's so comical, too, is like, it's literally on Yelp.
You're scrolling through Yelp reviews, and it's these normal reviews, and then suddenly someone formats it as a letter.
A letter.
I do think it's a ridiculous concept, which is why I will say, Morgan, is it?
Yes.
Why I will say, Morgan, I did like this idea. I'm not thanking you yet.
Oh, fuck. I was holding my breath.
I know. Calm down. Calm down, everybody. We haven't gotten there yet. So far, I'm pleased, though.
Okay. We're getting there. To whom it may concern, Around 3:30 p.m. on Thursday, August 10th, 2017, I have ordered my everyday order, coffee and a cream cheese bagel, only today I got some nasty old burnt coffee that's not even warm. On top of that, that bagel was so hard that when I went back to the store, the careless, most disrespectful Dunkin' Donuts associate couldn't even break it in half. My 5-year-old niece's tooth almost broke, and her mouth was bleeding when she tried taking a bite before I even noticed it was too old and hard. I went back to the store and asked who made that bagel. She said it was her, and when I told her my issue, she had a careless smile and told me to wait there till she contacts her supervisor, who refused to speak to me on the phone, and no one was giving me any information such as their names, and then I was asked to leave the store. Sincerely, Evan. And over here.
Sincerely.
It's very sincere.
That was a very sincere review. Okay, I'm a little confused. They went back to the store, and the supervisor must have been off-site.
Bloody-ass bagel.
Yeah, and the supervisor was off-site.
On the phone, yes.
On the phone. Okay, that makes sense. I was, for Does a second, it... I thought, oh, okay. No, not really. A careless smile, though.
A careless whisper.
Yeah, I was thinking careless whisper, too. I was like, is that another George Michael song?
Careless smile from the careless supervisor. I'm sorry, careless associate.
Who was carelessly whispering to their supervisor on the phone.
Tried to break the bagel in half, couldn't do it. And the girl almost broke her tooth, which I love that implication.
What does that mean?
You could hear it. I don't know. I don't know how you can almost break your tooth. I don't think, I think anyone could almost break your tooth. I feel like that's...
Maybe if your tooth is out of your mouth, lying next to a nail that you're about to hammer in...
Ew.
You miss the nail and then just barely miss the hammer, barely miss the tooth with your hammer, then you could say, wow, I almost broke my tooth with that hammer.
With that bagel, because you were hammering a nail with the bagel.
Yes, true. It's hard enough for that. But if you're eating, I don't think you can just assume that you almost broke.
I will say, if a 5-year-old tells you, I almost broke my tooth, I can promise you they didn't.
I think there are only two states of tooth, broken and unbroken.
That's right.
I don't think there's a middle
almost
point.
Almost broken.
Same with just bones. Just, you can't almost break a bone, right?
I don't think so. Fracture's probably a break, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you can bruise.
You can sprain it.
Yourself.
I don't think you could sprain a tooth on a bagel, though.
No. Yeah, true. So, honestly, doubt is
Evan.
My final answer.
This is a one-star review by Low.
One more thing.
What?
Evan was asked to leave, which I think is a very important detail.
Yes, you're right.
Because that means it was bad enough where they had to ask you to leave. And something you were doing was so untoward that they had to ask you to leave. They don't want to get to that point, these employees.
You were bleeding all over the store, I guess.
True.
It's pretty unhygienic. Gross. This is a review of Fanatics, which I think is a bar and grill.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Fanatics, isn't that like a sporting goods store?
Yeah, I think it is also. Maybe that's... No, it's
okay,
a restaurant.
Okay.
One star by Low. To whom it may concern, I've been to your restaurant 2 times. The food is great.
Okay, it is a restaurant, I think.
Yeah, that's why I changed my mind really
You're like,
quickly.
Oh, yeah, maybe. And you're like, oh, wait, never
oh, wait,
mind.
Never
the
mind.
First line says restaurant. Okay.
I've been to your restaurant 2 times. The food is great. However, your service sucks. And what is sad about it is that your manager, Ollie, was very rude. I own a restaurant in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I would love to come to your restaurant for a week to train your staff for free. Please contact me. I am not satisfied with your service. End of review.
I mean, pretty kind offer.
I mean, I feel like they heard Lo was coming to town and they're like, we need to get on Bar Rescue,
yeah.
But like the Low version.
Yeah, so let's be really shitty.
Let's drop all his food.
Yeah, to get like a free consultation.
Donna,
for a week.
Get the Windex. Spray it in his tortilla.
Yikes.
Because we need some help, some free help. I mean,
to be fair, yes, those bars on Bar Rescues, they are so shitty that they get helped.
Exactly.
So yeah, that's the
and
key,
exposure.
Everybody in life. If you need help, just be really, really shitty.
Just be so bad that like somebody notices and can't stand how much you suck.
Exactly.
You know
that's
what I mean?
The key. Yes. Yes. And that's what we do with this podcast.
Yeah. We try to be as.
Yeah.
Because honestly, like if someone's willing to start a GoFundMe to get a bench for a Forever 21, like think about the things that people will start a GoFundMe for.
True. Like mic quality, we're going to start making it really shitty so someone will buy us new microphones.
Oh, mic quality.
Yeah.
I thought you said my quality, and I was like, we're already there, my friend.
Yeah, don't know that. Yeah, my quality
down in the dumps.
purposefully down in the dumps, at least.
Totally.
Totally on purpose, I swear.
This is a one-star review of Manzano's Beachside Deli by Rich.
That does not work. What? Manzano's
Beachside?
When you said beachside, I'm like, ooh, deli.
Deli. Oh. Yeah.
Hey, where is that?
I think it's in Southern California.
Is it like...
Oh, wait, no, sorry. It's in Florida.
Okay, never mind. I've been to this... a deli by the beach before, so I was curious.
Which beach?
It was in like Huntington Beach. It was in a meh area. Never mind. It's not important.
One star by Rich. To whom it may concern. On Thursday, February 22nd, my girlfriend and I wanted to do something really special to celebrate our anniversary. Just thinking about going to the deli for you. I mean, maybe it's a nice restaurant. I don't know.
Maybe it's where they met. Maybe, you know, I don't know. I'll try to give them the benefit
of the
doubt.
You're right.
I'm still, though, I'm not expecting anything good.
We decided we would drive from Orlando to New Smyrna Beach to go to our favorite deli, Manzano's. We've been coming to your place of business for many years and always felt like it was well worth the drive and expense to partake of one of your terrific deli sandwiches. Unfortunately, it was a huge letdown. You have obviously decided to cut way back on the meat proportions of your sandwiches, and it is very noticeable to the consumer. We don't mind spending $40 of our hard-earned money on lunch if it is a good value like your food used to be, but we both felt taken advantage of and ripped off. This is so sad. Coming to Manzano's was such a huge treat for us, but now that you have decided to put profit ahead of quality, we will be going to the deli in Deland, Florida.
No. Not that one. Anything but that one.
I was assuming you made that because I pronounced it wrong.
No, I'm just like, this is so dramatic. Oh my God.
Which is very similar to yours, except for the fact they care about their customers. I will no longer be recommending you to my circle of friends and family like I did in the past, and will definitely spend some time writing reviews on Yelp and Google and anywhere else I can to warn people about the negative changes that have taken place at your establishment. I know I'm just one person, and you probably thinking, what harm can one customer do? I guess we will see. Sincerely, Rich.
What? Okay, of all, this is the exact type of person I imagined when I said to find reviews of written
oh,
as
I'm sorry,
a letter.
I thought Morgan said that.
Yeah, I know. See, Morgan wrote the words out,
oh,
but I
said
them and
that's
brought
true.
Them to life
fair
with
point.
My cadence.
Fair point.
Regardless, this is exactly who I pictured, and it's these self-important people who are just so full of themselves.
Alexander, they put less fucking roast beef on the sandwich, and he's about to go on the warpath.
Imagine you go there so many times. One time, your sandwiches are not exactly how you want them, and then you write this whole letter on Yelp, though.
On the for with the date and the
threatening the business, literally
I just
threatening
feel like
them
the entire
with their
business
actions.
Like the manager reads this and is like, to whom it may concern. Welp, nobody, because none of us. Like,
yeah.
Who is supposed to read that and go, you know what? We need to prepare ourselves for this war that's oncoming. Rich's war against us.
It's so over the top.
I feel like this other deli is probably like, yo, sorry, Rich, we want nothing to do with your weird.
Yeah,
competition.
I bet the deli owners probably know each other, and the one called the other up and said, hey, just warn you, this guy Rich is coming. I highly recommend you give him like less meat
half
next time because then he'll never show up again. Because
he's a lot to deal with,
we
especially.
Finally figured out how to get rid of him and his wife.
Especially on a holiday occasion such as this anniversary. Can you imagine going on your anniversary like, let's go to the beach and have a sandwich. And then it's like on the way home. Rich makes you turn off the radio because he's writing a letter to the deli.
This gave me an idea for my Tinder profile. I
Great.
Definitely need to put in there somewhere that I don't want someone who will act this way. So, like someone.
How would
if
you possibly put that?
I would probably just say, if you've ever written, people who've written a one-star review need not apply.
Okay,
but which well, I know it seems dramatic because there are very legitimate reasons to leave a one-star review. But if you read that, like, you know who you are. You know who I'm talking about. I'm obviously not talking about the Justified people. But if you're one who just writes these one-star reviews and you're so...
Then Alex Newt doesn't want to be romantically involved with you.
No, and that's the... Rich. No, that's turned into the only thing that I care about after this review. I'm like, man, I do not want to, on my anniversary, have to deal with someone like Rich.
Can you imagine? Rich really just lost you there, though.
I just tried to imagine, and it scared me so much that I felt the need to announce it to the world that I don't want someone like Rich.
He had you, by the way, at Beachside Deli. I saw your eyes glisten. You heard Beachside Deli and you thought, Rich sounds like the one for me.
Oh, yeah. And then it went downhill from there.
Mooney, what do you mean?
Mooney's putting on a show.
He loves the carpet.
I feel like last time we posted a picture of him on Instagram, it was our most liked photo. So I feel like we should just take pictures of him because we haven't posted anything in a little bit. At Beach2Sandy on Instagram.
Okay. So that's Rich. I'm so sorry. That...
Well, that's Rich.
It's Rich, and it's Rich. Now, guess what?
What?
I only have redemptions left for you.
Exciting.
I know.
Okay, that's kind of cute.
There were a lot, Zandy.
Redemption letters, I like that.
There were a lot. Like, I would say probably at least a third of them were, like, positive when they were written in a letter format.
When I picture the people who'd write letter reviews... They're definitely two sides. The one-star ones are very clear.
Rich.
And then the five-stars are complete opposite people.
Rich and Sam.
Sure.
This is a redemption of Baskin-Robbins. Five-star review by Sam. Dear manager of Baskin-Robbins on Louetta Road, can you please reintroduce the flavor Splish Splash again for the summer? It was my favorite flavor for two summers in a row, and I really miss it. You'll get my utmost gratitude at least once a week if Splish Splash is available. Sincerely, Sam Houston.
Okay, please, manager, please do it for Sam. I want, like, for the once I a customer request I actually want to happen.
Honestly, if it didn't, I think my heart might not be able to take it.
I know.
Also, this came with a selfie where Sam posted a selfie saying, my face when they didn't have Splish Splash. It's just like a frown face.
Really? Yeah. Oh, no.
I know. So I'm really rooting for you, Sam.
Me too, Sam.
Splish Splash. I don't know what the hell that is, but...
I probably don't even want it, but I want it for you, Sam.
Probably doesn't sound good to me, but nope. You know what, Sam?
Exactly.
There's probably a reason they stopped serving it after only two summers, but you know what, Sam? You've convinced me, okay?
You probably made it up for Sam. Like, I bet... It's the only location in the world. They're like, "Let's like this guy comes all the time."
Honestly, it probably doesn't exist. He probably calls it that, and they're like, "Are you talking about strawberry?" And he's like, "Yes, splish,
that's my Splish Splash."
Oh, Sam's flavor. Okay, this is the last one I have. It's a 5-star review of FedEx Ship Center by Bree. Dear Manager Shannon, I want to let you know that Holly is awesome sauce. She saved our bacon and was a delight to work with. It was amazing to hear how she is a second-generation FedEx star that has been with the company since 1986. End of review.
What year was that written? 2000?
Wait.
Awesome sauce. And then
saved our bacon.
I loved it, though.
Dear manager Shannon.
I didn't. That was very sweet.
I love that, like, Bree knows everyone's name, mm-hmm. knows the year that this mm-hmm. person... started working. Really wonderful.
I think that says a lot about both employee and customer.
I'm not gonna lie,
that kind of conversation.
That's
great.
I have a feeling that everybody who leaves a store knows that Holly started working there in 1986. Something tells me that Holly likes to tell people that fact.
When you work there for that many years, what else are you going to talk about?
I mean, that's a pretty great fact. Yeah. Like, that's a pretty fun fact.
I'm not saying it in a bad way. I think that's what you should talk about.
God, that's a long time.
Yeah. I mean, I never worked at
44 years?
You know the most...
No, that can't be right. 34 years. Christine.
Yikes.
Damn it.
Oh, Mooney's judging you over there.
He's not impressed.
You know, you know what company I worked for the longest in my life by now?
This one?
Yeah.
Really?
Schieffer Madness LLC.
Yeah, did you guys know we actually have a company?
Yeah, I think we've talked about it.
Oh, well, I always think it's a fun fact.
It is
I'm like,
so
Holly,
much fun.
Guess how long I've worked for Schieffer Madness LLC? I don't even know, but I'm a second generation star.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You work for Schieffer Madness LLC. I own Schieffer Madness LLC. That's our difference here.
This is why I never talk about it, because you always try to put me in your shadow. I try to be a rising star.
Famously, you're the one in my shadow.
Yeah, it's true. I'm trying to be a rising star, and then you are the big burning sun, and you squash me.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Okay. Well, there is one thing I would like to say.
What?
I would like to say thank you to Morgan for
submitting that challenge. Oh, my God, Morgan, you did it. Your tears can stop. You've done it.
I've let you dangle long enough. Is that
man.
Right? You know, I've dangled that in front of you long enough. Morgan. I don't know why you're dangling.
Morgan, quit dangling and come on down here. Quit dingle dangling and come
dingle
on down.
Dangling. So yes, no, thank you. That was good. That was great. I actually really enjoyed that.
Oh, good. I'm glad I had very much fun. It was the second I typed in "Dear Manager" and "To whom am I concerned," it was like the entire. I mean, I could have gone on for. I mean, the entirety of the internet like opened up to me. Actually, it was pretty amazing.
The entirety of the internet okay. opened up.
Okay.
to me.
You're not supposed to take the things I say and repeat them.
Yeah, that is. That's why I get ahead of it. And I say something ridiculous, and I repeat it myself. So when I said dangle, I repeated it myself to make sure everyone knew how ridiculous.
And then it became a thing.
Yeah, but for you, you don't repeat your own things.
Exactly.
I do.
Let's move on.
So I shame you. Well, and I shame myself.
That's why I get a headache.
I'm the shame bringer around here. Oh yeah.
I know. I told you. You make me live in your sunny shadow. Okay. Anyway, I have a.
I'm going to be the one to shame you again here. What is a sunny shadow? I think that's an oxymoron.
You're the sun.
Okay, so a sunny...
And I like live in your shadow. Just tell me my theme.
Whoa, can the sun have a shadow?
Here's the thing.
I don't think so, but that's pretty cool.
Thank you.
But what if the... Yeah, I guess if there's a second sun...
That's right.
Shining on that sun, there's a shadow on the other side. Mm-hmm. Wow. So who... You know what? I'm not going to overanalyze this.
Bernie's the big Jupiter planet.
Don't tell him. He'll appreciate that too much.
Are there any planets that are bigger than the sun in our solar system?
No. The sun is massive.
Okay. I heard it's not even that big.
Trisha told me that the sun isn't even that big. I don't know.
Tell her I told you this. But yeah,
I don't know what everyone's talking about, making such a big deal, but...
Oh my God. Okay. I already have your challenge ready because I was prepared.
And you think I don't have?
No, I'm just bragging that I was prepared for once.
Okay, I am too because I wanted to do something similar because I personally had fun with Mall of America.
Well, next week is my birthday, so it better be good.
Well, this place does remind me of you. It is nostalgic.
It's my 30th birthday. Is it a Chuck E. Cheese where you can bring guns?
No, it's a place that we've been to before, though.
Oh.
This theme that I'm suggesting, you can change it if it's not to your birthday liking.
Uh-huh.
This theme that I'm suggesting is of the Gaylord Opryland Resort and Convention Center,
which is Con.
Where I went to Crime Con.
Was that 2018?
I believe so. Yes.
How fun was that?
So much fun.
So much fun.
So much fun. I loved Aww. It there. And yeah, it's a really good memory, and that place is fucking wild. Like when we were talking about Mall of America, I was thinking
a similar vibe.
I was thinking, yeah. But it doesn't have that same small, like I said, it's
Venice
kind of
canal.
Reminds me of a small town.
Yes.
This reminds
like
me
contained.
Of a small town.
Yes. Oh my God, you're totally right.
It's
okay.
Wild in there.
Alexander, that's fun. I'm
so
excited.
If you don't know about it, it is, it's like a convention center hotel.
And in then Nashville. They have,
and it's also like a botanical gardens, I believe, in there.
Uh-huh.
Like, and
they have like a little river.
There's a river that you can go into a boat and get a little tour around.
They do Crime Con there, or at least they did. I don't know if they still do it there.
It was absolutely, quote, the largest non-gaming in-hotel exhibition space in the world.
Wow.
With over 700,000 square feet of flexible meeting space.
In the world.
It's
basically not a casino.
Not a
but
casino,
it's like a,
but it's massive. Yeah. And has that kind of...
It's like the Venetian, but without casino.
Without all the slot machines, just empty, an empty building.
Just a big river and a bunch of crime
and
con.
And plants. Like, it's weird in there.
It's
like, you go into a section and it's like, you're...
That's where Em and I did our first live show.
Mm-hmm. It's very nostalgic for me.
Aww.
And it's Em's birthday, too, coming up.
That's
so it just...
Right.
When I think of you two, when I think of And That's Why We Drink, all of us together, I think
of that.
You know,
we're not too far from there now. At least
oh, true. We should
just
go down there.
We're only a state away right now.
Yeah. And
okay.
Wait, you know what that reminds me of?
Me.
Also, not to take it away from you two, but on the way back, the flight back.
From where?
From Nashville.
Yeah.
I was on the same plane with Em, of course, but also Amanda from Wine and Crime.
That's right. And you guys sat together.
Well,
right? Oh no, M.
We were supposed to, and then M. I let the two of them sit next to each other while I
heard
you.
I've heard from Trisha. Was it Trisha?
Yeah, Trisha.
That you never forgave M for that.
Actually, I also haven't forgiven Amanda for that.
Oh, no, that's right. Actually, you're even more angry at Amanda at this point. I've heard.
Yeah, from Trisha. Because it's like M. Like I got to keep M happy. Amanda. We all got Amanda. It. Whatever.
Amanda can deal with a little bit of anger. Anyway.
Amanda should be honored.
Honestly, I think Rachel's just relieved we stopped talking about her at this point.
Was starting to feel left out, actually,
Rachel's
until this
like,
moment.
What about me and my bench?
Rachel's okay. Like, I'm weak. Talk about me.
I'm weak. Okay, this is your challenge. So Jer emailed a while back and said that the
Hi, Jer.
The mechanic refused to repair her car because it was too messy. So I want you to find a review. I took that and kind of put a spin on it to make my own challenge. But basically, I want you to find a review where someone is rejected or turned away for being too, quote, messy. So it could be them as a person. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It could be their car. It could be like their home was rejected from some job or
cleaning service
task.
Or some sort of, yeah.
They're just too dirty or too messy. And the service just couldn't deal with it.
Love it.
Yay.
Love it. This could get really bad.
Sorry, Jer. So if you want to write your experience, Sandy can use that as an example. I'm sure I've been there many times.
Oh, my goodness. I do remember that, actually. And I think Jer included photos. Or maybe on Discord, I think Jared mentioned
that. I'm impressed,
that. And I saw it and I was like, oh, shit, really?
My car's probably... I was thinking the same thing. My car's fucking filthy all the time.
I was like, Jer, like, that's not that bad. Because you hear that and you're like, oh, man, it must have been bad. And then I did see photos.
And
I was like, really?
It's for maintenance or for repairs.
Yeah, they didn't have to go in there do anything. Exactly. That was the other thing.
It was for the brakes. Jer, what the hell?
Jer, what the hell?
What the hell?
Give me their number. No, scared of calling.
Give me a break.
Give me a break.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks, everybody. I can't wait to see you at the Gaylord Opry or whatever it's called.
Yeah, we love the Gaylord. I don't know. I think it's called the Gaylord. I looked it up, though. It said Gaylord Opry Resort, blah, blah, blah.
That sounds right.
But whenever I bring it up to people, they're like, oh, yeah, the Gaylord. So I think, regardless, you know, just Google it.
The Gay Space Lord. Anyway, we'll see you there.
Bye.